So I get this email from our program directors yesterday, and they tell me I got to go pick up an order at Walmart. They say it's something for around the office that we need. And I'm thinking to myself, why didn't they just send it in the mail? Why do I got to schlep all the way out there on a rainy day? I don't drive. I'll need to take a cab. But I think, fine, I'll do some shopping while I'm there. But what's so important to have around the office? As I continue to read the email, it actually does tell me what I'm picking up. And I think, oh, this is going to be interesting. So I go to Walmart, do my shopping first, and then I go up to the customer service. And I swear to God, this was our conversation. Do you know what the product is you're picking up, sir? Does it say there that I actually have to tell you what it is? Like, out loud? No, I just want to make sure that this is your order, sir. So let me explain something to you here first. As a broadcaster, we are federally regulated by the government. And a couple of months ago, there was a change in the labor code that I totally agree with, by the way. It should always have been there. And the fact that it's only just now happening is ridiculous. All federally regulated workplaces have to have certain products on hand for their employees to use for free. Here's the thing. These aren't the kind of products that as a morning guy, I'm ever going to use. Our news guy, Randy Toms, is never going to use them. Our afternoon guy, Trevor Huntley, is never going to use them either. Can you guess where I'm going with this? All federally regulated workplaces have to have menstrual products on hand. And it's an important thing, no question. But the ones that we have now here at the station that I had to go pick up are just going to sit here unused until some regional employees come for a visit if they need them. Now, I don't have an issue walking into a store and buying that kind of stuff for somebody else. No biggie. Even going through the cash, that's fine. But making me go up to the counter and ask for customer service to hand me an order with them with my name on it, that's going to make my shy and repressed side come out. I'm going to mumble under my breath and hope that nobody I know sees or hears me. The woman was nice enough to give them to me in a nondescript brown paper bag so I could carry it out of the store sight unseen. But then, as I'm waiting for my cab, I'm standing under the overhang of the building trying to stay out of the rain right next to the doors at Walmart. And that's when I thought, you know, the brown paper bag is actually too big for the two smaller packages inside. Now, I didn't look at them directly, of course, but I just knew. So I debated transferring the goods into my other grocery bags so I'd have less bags to carry around. But like I said, I was by the doors. So too many people were walking right past me going in and out. And I was too scared to make the move. Because knowing me, I try and do it too quickly and then I drop them on the ground. And as people were walking by, maybe because it's a small town, just maybe, an attractive woman that I know would be shopping at Walmart at the same time, and she'd notice I was picking that stuff up from on the ground and that I purchased it, even though I say on the air all the time, I'm perpetually single. So it would maybe raise some questions. And the only answer I'd be able to stammer out is, but we're federally regulated. You ladies are my heroes for having to deal with this all the time.